Now the end is near. Oh,
We should have
well,
played taps. Yeah.
the yeah, really.
That's what we needed.
Well, the Penguins did it their way. It's as of right now, as of Tuesday at seven, Wednesday at seven
When?
p.m. Jake Gensel is still not traded, but he probably will be. And to me, that's the end of an era. That is the start of
The start of the end. The
the
start of the
end. Yeah,
official end.
the
Yeah.
beginning of the end. I don't understand why they're trading him, really.
That one I don't understand either. Like, there's a lot of people they could trade, but he could be the future you could build around. Why are you even? When I first saw that come up, I thought it was a joke. Like, are you people kidding me? Like, I get it. You can get something for him. I have not heard one trade rumor that would justify a good reason to get rid of Jake Gensel.
From what I understand, they can't sign him because he's gonna want like insane money, like
I get that. Can you imagine?
more than Crosby or Malkin or Letang or Carlson. And okay, fine, you want to do that, but I think it's also that he wants like 7, 8, 9 years or something like that. Like some like crazy, like he's gonna end up making crazy money because
He'll get it.
how many 40 goal scorers are out there that like go crazy in the playoffs? They
Right.
don't grow on trees,
No.
but they yeah. So I don't know, but this is the end, and it's just they didn't make the playoffs last year. That was like a last, almost like the last week of the season, they barely, screwed it. And this year it doesn't look like it's anywhere close, or at least as it is right now. And it's just sad. And I just want to know, how did we get to this point? Why are we where we are? And
Do you blame Ron Hextall? Do you it goes back farther than him when you go back to
it goes back
trades?
to Rutherford, really.
It does. It does.
I also think it's a philosophy of, they've been in win now mode for the last 17 years, that,
Since the last cup. I
eventually,
mean, yeah.
that catches up to you. So now it's going to start to catch up to them, but still they could have done something about it. They mistakes have been made, and it wasn't, I'm sure we'll talk about Malkin and Letang, but still, even besides that, it's everyone else that's almost a problem. And there's just lots of blame to go around. Ash,
There
just
is.
in general, what do you think is the reason why they are where they are right now?
Bad. First off, it's they experimented with people that didn't work out, but they also have a lot of bad, like, no move clauses on the worst people we could ever get stuck with. So then we're ho kind of hogtied there. You look at it and then you sign people and listen, I get why you signed Malkin and Letang because, oh, great. It's the that to me when they did that said, we're going to have to work on nostalgia for the next few years because nothing else is going to get butts in the seats. We're going to Yeah.
have, look at these guys. Look, come look at them. Look, all the next 3 years, you're going to see these guys together. Fantastic. And I think that's when I sort of realized you could have let one of them go. I would have let one of them go. But that to me was saying, we're going to rely on nostalgia for the next few years to keep this place going because it's not going to be a good time. I feel like they also shouldn't have retired Jágr's number this year because next year when they're really, really bad, they're going to need something to really spark it up again too. And I think they could have used that then. Man, I wouldn't have signed. I would have not. I wouldn't have kept both of them. You can't But
move
that
half
I
these
get
people that
it.
you know, huh?
I get why they kept Malkin and Letang. Not
Yeah,
just for
but
the not not just for the nostalgia, but yeah. I was the same way. The day that they signed both of them, I said, okay, that's it. They really not that they don't care about winning, but it's like, we are where we are. This is where we are, and this is how it's gonna be. And so what? And you know what? That's fine. That's fun. They've given us so many wonderful memories.
Oh, I no
If you
doubt
want to, if you
that's
want to do
fine,
that, yeah.
but like we can't live in the past forever. You they stopped what also is terrible is they stopped using Wilkes-Barre. Wilkes-Barre was like super hot for a few years. They had a good farm system, a good team that they were pulling up, like, and drawing from them to bring up to, the majors and stuff. And now I'm like, Gruden came up. That was fantastic. But, I remember, when Murray was down there and stuff, you had that. You had some good, of course, I'm never going to remember names.
That's why. That's
Gensel was
why.
down
That's
there
how this all
too.
happened. They got Murray, Gensel, Rust, Kunockel, Connor, Sherry, whatever his heck his name is. You know, they had all these
Nothing
guys, and
exactly.
they brought him up. But yeah, I. But it's not Malkin and Letang's fault
It's not
that they
only
are.
that, but like,
But they're playing okay. It's everyone else.
I
Literally
mean,
everyone else between besides Crosby, Malkin, Letang. Everyone else has been disappointing.
Peterson looks pretty good, Pedersen.
Except for the
Pedersen.
okay, Jari's been
Just give
okay.
it to him.
That's it. Jari's been okay. O'Connor. That's it. The rest of the team, you could get rid of all of them. I don't care. I'll
Well,
run a bus. I've driven a bus before. I'll take a bus to the airport and take them all there.
the other issue is they don't want to make coaching moves. In my eyes, we have seen the same thing over and over and over. They don't want to. What's why? Why does Sullivan still have a job? Because listen, I was terrible at my job. Where am I now? I honestly don't feel like he has changed up the style. And I mean, that could be players fighting it. I can give it to that.
Literally every hockey team goes through their coach like every 2 or 3 years because the coach you, they get tired of the message. The coach doesn't work out, so you get a new coach. With the Penguins, no, they keep the same one. And you have to think that's because Crosby, Malkin, Letang, whoever says, no, I don't want a new coach. I want to keep this coach. It's like, okay. Then you get what you get. But I don't blame Sullivan because Sullivan is not telling them on the power play, hey guys, make sure you don't shoot it. Make sure
Oh
you suck on
no.
the power play. Make sure you give up shorthanded goals. No. I mean, whatever he's telling them, they're not listening. That's on the players.
I absolutely, the last person I blame is coaching, usually. But at the same time, I'm like, well, we have put the same people on this power play that haven't scored for 100,000 years. Let's just keep putting them out there. Let's just keep watching. Yeah, go ahead. Yay, Malkin, you passed. Good job. Oh, and turnover. Okay. Oh, shorthanded goal. Oh, well, that's just how it goes. Let's not change who's on the power play at all.
It's that old adage, like it crazy is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Yeah.
At some
He
point,
has
you're
not changed the
100%
style.
crazy now, and nothing's changed.
Yeah.
That's frustrating. But I also think there's some, there, I think there was a real attempt to make this team like that one last gasp great. I mean, who knew that Carlson would be like the way Carlson has been this year? Who knew that a couple of those other players, Graves would
Graves,
be
yeah.
a bust, and not
Riley
not not a
Smith.
bust, but Riley Smith,
Who?
who knew that they wouldn't do what they were advertised to do? I mean, like Carlson, he won the freaking Norris Trophy last year. There's reason to believe that he would be much better than he is, and he hasn't been. That's a legit thing. What do you do about that as a coach? What do you do about that as teammates?
When those moves were made, when they traded for Carlson, and remember, they traded for Carlson and they got rid of every crappy player that Hextall dealt. So that was like addition and addition by subtraction. Or when we got Riley Smith and Graves and all these guys, I didn't hear any criticism. We all
No.
loved the deals at the time.
Because on
So,
paper they looked fantastic. I
yep.
mean, and the
Right.
thing is Carlson traded is what it is. The good thing was is we did get a we got him and got rid of a bunch of stuff we didn't need. So that was fantastic. He could literally do nothing and it was still kind of a win for us. But there's something that's just missing or not meshing. Like
Well,
There's nothing. I can't figure it out. I will watch them. And then every time I get upset, of course, they'll win. And I'll be like, well, here we are. There's just, I have seen them play fantastic and they've meshed and it's fantastic. And then all of a sudden it's like halfway through the game. Oh, here's just a terrible turnover because whatever. And now we're losing and now we lost. Or, hey, we just really rocked this game. And then you're thinking, this is it. So the next game they're going to do fantastic. And it's a whole different team out there. Like, they're just not, what's going on? Why is it different day to day or even period to period?
I'll tell you what, I know that I'm very much alone in this, in this city, but I really think Jari is a huge problem. I don't care if he has 9 million shutouts. He's never going to be the consistent goaltender. He's never going to steal a game. He's never going to steal a series. He's never going to be that goaltender that, oh, when your teammates do have a gaffe and make an error, that will make that save that saves the game. I think there's a lot to be said for that. I know a lot of people love him. A lot of people support him. And oh, poor Jari. I'm not on team Jari. I think that's a big part of it. You're never going to win anything substantial with a not substantial, amazing, capable of stealing a game goaltender. And he is not it. Not it.
This team needs an exceptional goalie. Yes. You don't need an average goalie. You need an exceptional goalie, the way they play, the chances they take. That's why Fleury was so good for all those years, because he basically had to put the damn team on his back because they would leave him out to dry. They would give up breakaways, 2-on-1s, 3-on-1s, sometimes 4-on-1, 5-on-1. Sometimes other people on the bench would come at 6-7-on-1s, and he would still stop it.
He fought everybody.
It's really funny. That's right.
She just fought like, the entire other team
movie
too.
300.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but I mean, yeah, and Jari is just okay. He's just okay. And I have not forgotten that he gave away playoff series a few years ago, back when they did make the playoffs. He single-handedly handed the series to the Islanders and stuff.
I know. That one goal. I still have nightmares about that one goal he gave Robert. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it was insane. And the thing about him, to your point, Pam, you know, yeah, that's how they play, and they give up, you know, chances and stuff like that. Or, you know, a lot of times when Jari gives up a goal, it's like, well, that was a pretty tough goal or whatever. But it's like, you're allowed to make these saves too. You're allowed to make the tough saves, dude. Yeah. Great. You had a few shutouts. Big deal. When it counts, when we really need you, you're not there. So from what I understand, they have some young goaltenders. Maybe they'll suck less. I don't know. But yeah, it would have been really nice to have good goaltending. But there are so many flaws with this team. It was just not constructed. And I will never understand this. That and this team should know better. These people should know better. When they traded for Chris Kunitz, everything changed. And then when Kunitz was gone, they got Patrick Hornquist. And then and that made a world of difference. Why did they not get someone like that? This team desperately needs some hard-nosed guy that always crashes the net. And he's just not there. It's just the makeup of the team sucks. And you know, Carlson
it's a bunch
is
of
not
stars without the glue. There's no without the
exactly
to hold them together.
Those glue guys. It's kind of like what happened after they won the cups in 91 and 92. Then everybody started to get their big contracts and stuff, and they had to let go of Phil Bork and Bob Airy and Troy Loney and all those dudes that like the glue guys. And yeah, you kept the stars, but you didn't have the grinders and stuff. And that's part of the problem. And I don't know what's going to happen between now and Friday. I don't know if they're just going to get rid of one guy. I don't know if they're going to get rid of a bunch of guys. I don't know. But and here's the thing. We're not talking about a rebuild. You know, I don't want to trade Gensel for a first round draft pick. What the heck is that going to do? By the time that player is good, Crosby will be having grandchildren. We need, and I think that's what Dubas wants. I think he wants like prospects, and there's a lot of teams with plenty of prospects and stuff, young guys that are maybe in the minors now, but are ready to bust out. So, yeah. This is just, but they need to rebuild. They need to get much younger to play. If you want to, okay, you want to stick with Sullivan, fine, but you got to get young players that actually want to play his system. And I think that's part of the problem is there's a lot of old dudes on this damn team.
Yeah, but you know what? The old dudes aren't the ones with, well, I don't want to talk about Gino, but it's not the old dudes who are the problem right now. I mean,
Well, I'm talking about Raquel, Riley
well,
Smith, Jeff Carter.
Jeff Carter, yeah, that he's the problem. I agree with that, but.
Who else? I don't know. Oh my God, Chad Ruedel's 33. Holy
I didn't
cow.
realize he. I know I'm sitting here looking at the roster. I didn't realize he was that old. Not that that's
He's
like so old, but.
that's a joke. Me and Ashley always have it. You call somebody 33, he's like, oh my God, he's so old. Like
Okay,
he's
I have a
like how
son that's
but it
43, okay?
See,
Just throwing that
but
out there.
in life years, that's young. In hockey years, it's very old. So, yeah. And that's the problem. Raquel is doing nothing. Riley Smith wants to go. He doesn't. He misses his friends in Vegas. Like, hey, buddy, go, go.
Don't
Pick
ruin the door,
any,
hit you on the way out. Yeah.
yeah. We'll take you. But Ash, you mentioned this before. So many players have these no trade clauses, but how do you tell someone? How do you say, listen, I know you have a no trade clause, but we don't like you. We don't want
We
you. Can
don't want
you?
you anymore.
We don't like. We're gonna make it real uncomfortable for you if you stick around. We're gonna microwave fish in the office all the time if you stick around and stuff. We're gonna remove the rolls of toilet paper and from the bathrooms. We're just gonna make it real uncomfortable if you stick around. So maybe you waive that no trade clause. I don't know.
I would love to know if you guys think there's anything we can do before Friday by the deadline that will make this team viable if they can get into the playoffs. How do we
Like
feel about
this
that?
year?
Yeah, is there anything that will make this year viable? What? Are we signing Jesus? Like, are we trading for God himself? Because That might help.
normally I wouldn't give up on them, but I mean, it looks like we have like 23, 24 games, and I think the number was we have to win the next 17. And I haven't seen them string three games together, I don't think, of a win streak at this year. I
This
could.
team, yeah. This team, as it's constructed now,
Okay,
ain't gonna
okay,
do
but who are you
crap.
bringing in that's going to facilitate the
Literally
expansion?
anyone else.
I don't think so.
I do think
I
so.
mean, I think that they would have a better shot, but I don't think you're going to
Okay.
be able to ride a new person for 17 wins.
You maybe. Okay. Let's look at Raquel. Raquel has 9 goals and 18 assists in 48 games. You could find somebody that is doing way better than that. You
That's
could
true.
trade his, sorry, but Riley Smith, what the heck is he doing? Riley Smith, same thing, 11 goals in 54 games. That's garbage.
I
You
don't
know,
even
these
sure in my
guys
head what
aren't
is good.
producing. Jeff Carter, you can't do anything about him. Eller, I actually like Eller. I hope they
I
don't get
like
rid of
Eller
him.
too. I like him. I think
Maybe
he's having
they
a
will.
decent season. Yeah.
I think he's fine. Also, he's 34.
God,
But
what? He looks 23.
I think he is going to be traded because he's one of those few people that don't have a no trade clause. Who else? Obviously, if you trade Gensel, you're gonna get something. I don't know if I heard you can't trade Rust, but it would be nice too if you could get rid of him. But you bring in people that actually produce and that actually do something, and you win a bunch of games. It's doable. They're only what, 8 points out?
Is that
It's
what it
not.
is? Yeah.
Like 8 or 10.
It's not that bad.
It's not it's not completely insurmountable. I mean,
you would have to go on a crazy win streak, but that's doable. Look at all the positives. Look at how Crosby's playing, for God's sake. He is going amazing. Crazy.
Amazing.
Malkin scored two games back to back.
Wow.
No comment.
You know, that's the
he's
one thing.
He's making
that, you know,
$6 million a year, dog.
That's the Penguins Twitter is basically like, well, if you think Malkin's having a bad season, then you're stupid because the stats say he's doing wonderful. Yeah, I also have eyes, but anyway. But you know, so yeah, let's say Malkin gets hot. Letang is still good. Let's say Carlson actually lives up to what he's supposed to be doing. You know,
I keep waiting for that, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. I keep waiting for, you know,
the ultimate optimist here.
You know what drives me crazy? And we've seen this a few times. We've seen this with Gonchar. We've seen this with Paul Martin. It's like they absolutely suck their first year here, and then and then after that they're fine. Well, I'm tired of this first year of sucking. Can you suck less the first year? We don't have time for this, dude. I hate that.
Yeah,
but yeah, there's potential. Yeah. There's potential on this team that they could do something. They just have a lot of dead weight right now, and they have a lot of the wrong kind of players. So yeah, bring in some new guys, bring in some fresh legs, bring in some hungry people. This is doable.
You need that clicking kind of player. I keep thinking about 91. I remember they were losing. They had lost like four or five games in a row at the point at which they got Samuelson and Ron Francis. And everybody thought that was it. They were done. Cause it was like the first week of March, same kind of week. And then all of a sudden, boom, they got.
How the hell do you trade John Colin? What's wrong with you people? John Colin was awesome. Right? Remember that? Yeah.
Darlie Zalapsky, John Colin, there were three of them in that trade, I think. Everybody thought they were crazy. And then it was like, oh my God, I was at that game. I'll never forget that. And the Alfie cry was already legendary by the end of his first game. Like, that was it.
From the minute he set foot in Pittsburgh, he just started knocking people over left and right.
It was amazing.
And immediately, I don't know who it was, but someone called him Jack Lambert on skates. And as soon as you did that, then everybody loved him. And that's what he was. And you know what? You know what? He was our Jacob Trouba. He was our Tom Wilson. He was our dirty SOB that knocked people out. But he was our dirty SOB. So that made it okay. Ask people in Boston what they think of old Samuelson.
Yeah, I know, right?
He could probably never set foot in that town again.
I know, right? But I'd love to think that could still happen. We have two more days. I'd love to think that somewhere, like I'm sitting here, I'm looking at this. Who's available? There's got to be that trade out there, that free, you know, somebody that can spark this team of superstars who just need somebody to make them gel. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too much of an optimist. I want to believe that can happen.
No, I mean, it's just sad that we're just, you know, we wasted another year of Crosby, and how many more years of this kind of player are we going to get? You know, it's just, you know, and there's just a stubbornness with this team, whether it's the players, the coach, they just, you know, look at the power play. The power play is one of the main reasons why this season is sunk. If that power play was just average, they would probably be in a playoff spot right now. But they just insist on doing the same thing over and over again. Just pass, pass, pass. It's just pathetic. They have to change. And I just wonder if, because when Gensel is traded, that is going to be, you know, the quote unquote, we call it the beginning of the end, but it's the beginning of the end of that era that basically started when Sullivan was hired. Of, you know, Sullivan was hired. He brings in the kids. Well, now the kids are leaving. We have to change our philosophy. We have to change a system. We have to change something. You can't do the same thing over and over again. Something has to change.
I agree. I don't know what it is. And I wish I keep trying to go back in my mind back to 91. Who saw that coming? And I didn't. So maybe there's something out there that none of us are seeing that
It
could
was a
just.
great team, John Colin. I remember that time. It was a great team because you had Colin, Recky and Kevin Stevens were the one line, and then you had who I don't even know Mario. I don't even know who Mario's line mates were at the time, but you had a high flying team, and that's what Mario was for the first 7 years of his career, just dominating, high flying. We were a high flying team. What was it? There was a game that was like 7-5 a week or two ago. I said, hey guys, this is how every game in the 80s was. Every game was seven to
Exactly.
five,
Run and gun.
And but then when Ronnie Francis and Ulf and Grant Jennings came in, they started to have a defensive style, and then they started winning games, 3-2 instead of 7-5, and then they started becoming a playoff team. They started playing playoff hockey, and that's so yeah. I could see the parallel between then and now because the makeup of the team was different. It was wrong, and then it got fixed. So maybe they could change the makeup of the team, and even if. You trade all these people and it doesn't quite work out and you barely miss the playoffs or something like that. Maybe there's hope for next year because right now it's hopeless. And Bam, I know you're a season ticket holder, and I'm hearing that on paper there, it's near sellout, but the actual attendance is not that, there's not as many people. So I wonder if that's going to affect things too.
It's really weird. The deadline to let the deadline to let everybody to let the team know if I was renewing my tickets was March 1st. And
Oh,
I just
wow.
had surgery last week, and I haven't had a chance to get on there and even look at my account in the past week. But no one's even contacted me, which I find really strange. So part of me is like, are they like holding their breath to see what's going to happen with the on paper sellouts? Like, what are they gonna I thought that was, I
That's
think that's really strange that no
that's
one's
weird
contacted
because
me.
they're bothering me and I only
They're
buy like
bothering
one or two
me.
tickets. Yeah, that's
Did
weird.
you get
They're
like a
going.
call and stuff? And they're like, we want to talk about the last game you went to and your experience or whatever. And I'm like, bro, don't be calling me. How'd you get this number?
They called and
Oh,
texted me
big
too.
brother.
Like,
Yes, they emailed me, texted me, and called me. Bro,
jeez.
relax.
I think they
Are they all?
probably know that I'm just like the schmuck who's gonna die with the Penguins.
Well, they're gonna pull out the card. They're gonna say, "Oh, she's not." We'll get Mario to talk to her again.
We'll call
We'll,
have
you
him
know,
call her
that'll.
again. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I find that strange that yeah,
Yeah,
I don't know. They're
that's
trying to
weird.
get other people, I guess. But I don't know. Like, I feel like everybody, including the front office, seems to be holding the breath. Are we holding our breath through Friday and seeing what happens? Are we going to see if they can play tomorrow night and look like last night rather than the weekend? I don't know.
One thing that really bugged me was this team has had problems since like November, December. We knew something was wrong months ago. And now you waited till the trade deadline to start making
Good
moves.
point.
You should have started making moves months ago. And you might say, well, that's not really when teams make trades. BS. Rutherford was making deals all every day of the year. So don't give me
Yeah.
this. Dubas hasn't done anything. And let's give him the benefit of the doubt, but still. Buddy, you kind of screwed this up. So you might, I hope you learn from your mistakes, dude, because so far, not so great.
I hope the Jari signing isn't what it ultimately is the problem. Because you know what? We're talking about all this stuff and how in 91 they got it into place. Like how when they got Bill Guerin, they snapped things into place. When they got Hornquist, they snapped things into place. But all of those years, we had Bourassa. We had Marc-Andre Fleury. What do we have now? We have Tristan Jarry. So I there's part of me that's as much as I want to hold on to that complete positivity, there is part of me that's going, I don't know if it's gonna happen. And I hope it does, because we're wasting Sid. But
We're wasting Sid, and it's just another year. And let's hope he could stay healthy. Let's hope he sticks around with the team because his contract is done. And he has 1 year left on his contract.
He only has 1 year left.
That's it. His
Damn.
last his final year
Ooh.
is 24-25. So you know they're gonna try to sign him, you know. But what if he says no? Oh my goodness.
Dude, what if he got us stuck with Malkin and Letang and he's like, deuces. I'd be like, man, what a dick. He's like, hey, that's your
Never.
problem now. And then he goes and wins
Oh.
like three Stanley Cups elsewhere.
Oh,
Please.
goes
Oh,
wherever gets him.
Ashley. No.
See, that's a thing. We had to live with Jágr in a Caps uniform, and
Oh, that was nauseating.
you know Kevin Stevens wearing a Bruins, and I forget where Rolf Samuelsson ended up, and then, like all our beloved players, you know, showing up somewhere else, and we've been very lucky. Boy, is it going to be weird seeing Gensel in another uniform. But imagine Malkin or Letang or Crosby wearing another uniform. Oh my God. If Crosby doesn't finish his career with the Penguins, I might vomit. Oh my,
Yeah, that would be
oh, I don't even
hesitant.
want to think about it. Ugh.
No,
I don't know.
no, same.
I feel like he's the type that would stick around.
I think
I
he
think
would.
he would. I don't see him as somebody who would be like, I'm gonna go because I can get, 15 million versus like, the
I don't think
10 or
it's
whatever.
about the money. I
And I
think it's
don't think it
about
is, but I think he's
I
got
want to play
three
with my
cups.
friend Nathan MacKinnon. He's my buddy.
Yeah, well then sign him to Pittsburgh. Let's go. We need to go. Okay, he's hot. I'll take that. Trade.
Gensel, straight up. There you
Yeah,
go.
bye. Bye, bro.
There you go.
Bring me Nathan. He's hot.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't foresee him. I don't foresee him being such a driving force to keep Letang and Malkin for him to not finish his stuff with them. But hey, you never know.
Kinnan's
Gretzky
not
got traded.
cute.
Gretzky left. He went to
Oh my
how many
God.
places?
Remember when Gretzky was with the St. Louis Blues? What the hell was? I mean, Gretzky was like with five different teams. That was just
The
weird.
Kings. I like that with the Kings, though. I'm thinking
Yeah, I mean,
about
well,
them,
that
but
was like that was kind of sad because I guess his wife wanted to go to LA, so it's like, okay, trade me to LA. I mean, but I think Gretzky like kind of invented hockey in California.
Yeah, why would you go to an LA Kings game? Well, Gretzky's here now. I gotta go.
I hear Gensel's going to the Kings. So,
Well, see, I hear the Oilers still.
ugh.
And then I hear, but I also hear, hey, we're
Oh.
gonna trade him, let him go get his chance at a cup this year, and then he's gonna come back and sign with us or whatever. And I'm like, okay, we're just really just grasping for whatever hope we can get at this point.
If
Yeah, there's so many rumors right now.
Gensel shows up to Pittsburgh in an Oilers uniform with Connor McDavid,
You know how I feel about that.
exactly. I'm gonna, the streets will flow with vomit. Okay. There will be people, we will have a citywide plague because we will all be throwing up from that even just
Yeah, that would be very
ugh.
hard to take.
Now,
Very hard to take.
I don't. Okay, I'd be okay if he went to like Vegas or LA or something like that. But
I'm not sick of
what if Kensel shows up like in a Flyers uniform or
Oh
something?
God. Oh God. Good Godspeed, sir. Enjoy that. Have
Oh,
you saw how that
I
turned
feel
out for
ill.
Jágr. It just sort of like then he went to every team in the NHL, but
Yeah.
The
Yeah.
traveling Gensels, that's what we're gonna have
The
10 years
traveling
from
Gensels.
now.
Yeah, instead of the traveling Jágrs. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so go ahead,
No, it's
Pam.
not. That's all right. I'm good.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. That is my hope. My hope is get rid of the dead weight. Get rid of the dudes that just suck.
But a lot of
And
that is the ones that we can't get rid of.
we'll figure
That's
it
the
out. You
terrible
know,
thing.
like a lot of them are modified no trade clauses. So,
Yeah, like
okay, fine.
12 or whatever. Yeah.
And you know what? If you don't get a lot for them, so be it. You'll have, you know, cap space or something like that. I don't know. I don't know.
Cap
Well,
space to get Kuznetsov from the Capitals. What the hell is he doing aside from cocaine?
I
don't care if he's doing cocaine if he's
is
scoring goals.
he
Bring
is
him off.
he is he, didn't he
He's at
just get caught or
Hershey.
something like that? Oh, he's at
Yeah,
Hersh. Oh,
they
he
cleared
got sent down
waivers.
to
He's at
Hersh.
Hershey now.
Oh, nobody
Yeah,
wants
so he
him.
got waived.
Nobody wants him.
They should
That's
just, they should X that contract out and then we can sign.
it's kind of sad. The Penguins didn't make the playoffs last year. The Caps didn't make the playoffs this year. It looks like the same thing this year. The Pens and the Caps, Crosby and Ovechkin, or like, they used to rule everything. They used to rule this league.
Okay, but
And
if we can't make it, I don't care if they don't make it. I'm happy they don't make it. I don't want them to make it and we don't.
oh no. That's what I'm saying. That
I mean,
both
okay,
teams
if
are in
we
the
can't
same
do it, that's
spot.
fine. But as long as Ovechkin's sitting on the golf course with us, I don't care. I'd be like, okay, well, at least they didn't make it.
I would rather see Ovechkin, who I've hated with burning passion for years, redeemed himself when he made the comment about how he and Sid have like ruled the league or whatever, and that
They're
like
like, we
McDavid
made this
and
league. He's like,
yeah, we.
me and Sid, we made this league. And that's the thing is, those teams just so bitterly fought each other for so long. It's like Rocky and Apollo Creed. It's like they
Yeah.
fought each other and they hated each other, but there was that respect there. It's like, yeah, I hate you. We fought hard, but we were awesome, and they were both Crosby and Ovechkin. He's absolutely right, especially when I think about when they both came in. They came in after they went the entire league just shut down for a year,
It was
and then you
interesting
had,
timing. Yeah.
and you had, yeah, you had Crosby and Ovechkin, 18, 19-year-old kids, and they basically put the dang league on their back, and they both delivered.
They carried it. They
How
did.
many times? How many times have you seen these number one draft picks do silly squat?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And yeah, and those guys delivered. So yeah,
They
when
delivered,
Ovechkin,
exactly.
when Ovechkin said that, it's like, yeah, me and Sid, we and yeah, that was awesome to hear. That was like,
I was glad he said that.
I hated that they beat the Penguins to go win the cup,
Me too.
but
I didn't.
I was kind
That's
of happy for Ovechkin because the rap on Ovechkin was, oh, he doesn't care about the cup. He doesn't care about the playoffs.
He
You
does.
know, it's like, no, he was just, it was he. The only reason Ovechkin didn't win more cups is because Crosby was winning all those cups this
Yeah.
time. And that was awesome that that he actually got it and how happy he was to win the cup. So yeah, that was cool.
So he
That
can be
was cool.
nothing from now
They kind of are. They kind of are
on.
nothing right
Yeah,
now.
so away.
So that's
Yeah, I
sad.
know.
It's
They're
sad.
all company now.
It's...
Wallowing. Yeah.
So
That's
we will
the
see.
thing. You can see the downfall of these superstars. Not like the them, not like him. He's still doing well, and so is Crosby. But look at the team surrounding them and just how it's deteriorating. And you had two of the probably one of the best rivalries and two of the, damn good teams for how many years, and where are they? Like,
Look at McJesus. Look at the
Watchdog.
Oilers. McJesus is so wonderful. What's he won?
Austin
Nothing.
Matthews is too. He
Yeah,
should.
Austin Matthews. I'm getting tired of
Look at
him too.
Toronto. Exactly. Look at Toronto. Look, what have they won? It
Okay,
is
listen.
hard. It's
Poor
hard.
Austin Matthews. Have you seen that receding hairline of his? I'm not going to give him too much trouble. That poor guy. He's got enough. He needs.
Wait, he's losing his hair already?
Dude, do you even. It looks pretty far back to me, and mine's pretty getting back there.
Oh no, poor
You haven't
guy.
seen him in a while?
Yeah, but he
That's
got
the
that dumb
stress of playing in
mustache.
Toronto. I would have had no hair either.
Oh.
That poor man. Yeah, exactly. You feel bad for him
Oh.
now. You feel bad for him.
Okay. Here's another thing. The Penguins are owned by Fenway Sports Group. Fenway Sports Group also owns the Boston Red Sox and your Liverpool
Yep,
team. Now,
Liverpool up the ribs.
I don't know. I don't know how Liverpool does, but I mean, do you think that Fenway Sports Group is good owners in terms of how they handle Liverpool?
I know that money, there's a lot more buying and selling players, and it works differently in the Premier League. I've tried to ask a few people that I know, like, are they good? Are they bad? People either seem to hate liver or hate Fenway Sports Group or love them. So I don't know. I don't know enough about how they run things to know.
Yeah, it's a
So
weird system over there.
it is. It's a weird system, but I mean, look at the teams they have. Like they have championship caliber teams. So they're doing some, they have done something right.
They're number one in the league right now. They are top of the league, so they're doing just fine. My point is, ever since they bought the Red Sox have basically gone downhill. And the thing about the Red Sox is kind of the same thing about the Penguins. Nobody can doubt the popularity of the Boston Red Sox. I guarantee they're going to sell out every game from now till the end of time. And when you have a situation like
Iconic.
that where you're doing so well, why would you bother spending a lot to have a championship team? I wonder if that's kind of the case here. I wonder if that's kind of what they think about with the Penguins. It's like, well, we got Crosby, we got Malkin, we got Letang. People are going to come see them. I'm not saying they're not trying to win, but it's like, oh, we got these guys and people are going to come see them. So maybe we just, don't care or something. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to be, like let's say they do poorly the rest of this year and nothing really changes. And then next year, it's going to be the same thing. It's like, okay, 2 years you didn't make the playoffs. What's going to happen? I wonder what's going to happen. That's how good of an owner they are, or what's I mean, because they nobody everybody loved when they got Dubas, but we'll see what happens.
Well,
I don't
I just
know.
hope, I
Ash,
mean,
what, go ahead.
no, I was going to say you made a really good point along these lines earlier in our conversation when you mentioned Yager and you wish they hadn't done the Yager retirement thing. And I can't help but wonder if something about the ownership or upper management is really like pushing the image rather than pushing getting a championship. And I actually had some of those same thoughts, Ashley. I thought, why are they doing this now? Like it was weird timing. So it does make me wonder about upper management, and it does make me wonder about, the ownership group and what they're really pushing. I mean, Crosby, Malkin, Letang is that's huge. That is a big thing to push. That is, most of us bought into that when they all got sold or signed. But I don't know. I do have some questions about how things are being run right now.
My worry is when you looked at the Pittsburgh teams, you looked at the Steelers, the Penguins, the Pirates, and the people who went out and spent all the money and did everything they could to really push for a championship team was the Steelers and the Penguins. Poor Pirates. But they don't seem to have cared for about 10 years. And I look at this and I go, are we going, you have a group who owns like, this is just another team in their pocket of making money. Are we going to fall by the wayside? Because yeah, they can make a ton of money with the Red Sox and there's a billion years of history there. And I mean, I don't know anything about soccer, not gonna lie, but Liverpool, I've heard of them. So they have like, they've got the name at least there. But it's like, are we just going to fall by the wayside because, oh, hey, we got the Penguins, it's a team, and we've got some names on there, and
Right. Is it just another part of their portfolio, or are we? And I think that's been the concern from the minute that they signed on. It's like how much do you know? When you had Mario run own the team, Mario and Ron Burkle, you knew that was their main focus, and you knew that was their baby and their bread and butter. But here you're just part of a corporate conglomerate, and
Yeah, well, and there's issues with Liverpool. We're losing Jurgen Klopp, our beloved manager in Liverpool right now. So, I mean, is their focus there right now? So, which understandably is like a big
Are we
thing.
going to be the drowning kid at the pool that no one noticed is under the water? Like,
Yeah.
is this too late? And it stinks because, the Altoona Curve just got bought by a new bunch. We had people that were relatively local who owned the team. And now everybody's sort of on edge because, hey, what are we going to see this year? Because right now, hey, I noticed the tickets didn't go up yet. but I haven't been there yet. Is the food jumping up in price more than inflation would bring? Is the beers jumping up in price? Are they going to, I know that I have to be wanded now when I go in, which has never happened. You know, they would check your bag and be like, eh, whatever. They tapped you. They patted your stuff down if you had it and they checked your bag. Like there's, you know, what are you doing? And I think there was metal detectors downstairs, but they never, I don't think they even worked. I don't know. But like, there's so many new changes. It's like, but I see that there's things that I see with the penguins. It's like, so we had, God, this is so stupid, but we had a mascot steamer, loved them. Fantastic. They pushed them to the side for some new one that I hate anyway. But so now they're kind of
the tuna
like,
fish. Oh,
no, I love Altoona. Altoona. You know, he's still good. No, it's Loco. I'm not a big fan. Regardless, he looks like the Philly Fanatic a little bit, but yellow and weird.
Oh my.
Regardless. They're now like, hey, there's a steamer's going to come back a little bit. Like, hey, he might do this. And hey, there's a steamer shirt giveaway. And it's like dangling stuff in front of you. Ooh. Like, hey, you want to remember this?
Who has that ice? Is it called Philadelphia ice or something like that? The shaved ice or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
We have gone
way off the rails. Okay.
Wait, what are you talking about?
To end this. Yeah, I think it's called Philadelphia shaved ice or something like that. It looks delicious. I've never had it.
Yeah.
It looks delicious. Next time you win a food championship go have a shaved ice.
Okay. It's like I just got lost. Where did this come from? Did I miss something?
I'm Italian. Oh yeah. Because metal detectors are two curve games. That's really
no. I said wanding, and then I made it to be there's changes, and I'm looking at this going. They're dangling stuff in front of us, like, oh, look, Yager, look, Yager. Ooh, goodbye.
Trade Riley Smith to the curve. That's what we're saying.
Poor Riley Smith looks like he is traumatized in every photo I see of him. He's like a deer in the headlights.
I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of that dude. Like, I miss my old team. You know what? You're making bye. $5 million a year. Bro, you have enough time. You have go get in a plane. There's plenty of plane tickets to Vegas. Go see your friends on the weekend, something like that, dude.
Go see them during a game. It's not like you're doing anything.
I have to admit, I've been trying so hard. I mean, I've been, you know, kind of tied up the past week, but I've been trying to avoid a lot of this kind of stuff. And I know I'm hearing little bits and pieces because I just there are so many things like that just sound kind of. Like, seriously, he's whining about his friends in Las Vegas? Like, what the heck's going on? Like, I'm like just trying to go, la, 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 just get to the trade leg deadline and give me a good team.
Just remember, Pam, don't disclose what your injury is. Just say lower body injury.
I know, lower body injury.
Pam is week to week with a lower body injury.
You cracked me up when you said that.
Game day decision.
Do you remember Marty McSorley?
Oh,
that's what that reminds me of. Remember they traded for Marty McSorley, like, oh, we got Gretzky's bodyguard.
He's gonna
help Lemieux because Lemieux gets beat up all the time, and he's gonna be Lemieux's protector. And like 2 months later, they trade him right back to LA.
Is he still in jail somewhere? I mean, like, who knows? You know,
that's just funny. Like, what? Like, how did it go? It's like I don't like it here. Like, oh, come on.
Yeah. What makes me mad is they're crying about making millions of dollars and getting traded somewhere. Hey, listen, I know it sucks. You might end up in Canada or whatever and all that. But hey, man, it's 9 months out of the year. Big deal. Like, if I'm going to get paid millions of dollars, I'll be there. Dub is crying because, well, I don't know. I want a long term deal because I got him. Dude, you're making millions. Shut up. Just go there. And if you get.
I think it was Petrie. Because he couldn't see, because that was like when the whole pandemic thing was going on. And he really couldn't see his family for like most of the year. That sucked. That I understand. It's tough. I don't understand why Malkin's family doesn't come up here. That's kind of weird.
Are they in Florida? Is that what I'm understanding?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I'd rather be in Florida than, I mean, this has been, we had a pretty warm, but I'd rather be in Florida in the winter than Pittsburgh. Okay, but still, don't you want to see your husband?
Yeah.
What? I don't
I
know.
don't know. I don't get it. I don't get what's going on, but I must say I'm just kind of hanging on to the ridiculous, like I said, rose-colored glasses idea that our three heroes, Sid and Gino and Tanger,
Figure it
are
out.
going to do something. They're going to do something by Friday, and something's going to click because there certainly should be something that can happen.
Get
There sh
some
there should be.
McFlurry and Ruedel and Pedersen for, I don't even care, McKinnon, whatever. We're getting all these people and it's going to happen.
But we've seen this before, where a team has a quote unquote fire sale, and they get rid of all their good players, and they get a bunch of people in return,
And it
and
works.
those players immediately start playing better because it's just they're just different, and they're younger and they're hungrier, or it's just a different group of people.
They have
So,
something to prove. Like once you just got dealt from somebody, you're like, oh, and it's basically going to a team that's like, oh, they're probably not going to make the playoffs. Be like, watch me score 8 goals. Eat it.
that's the
I'm going
entire
to do it.
premise of Vegas. When Vegas, like their first year, everybody was an expansion pickup or something like that. I'm sure that coach said, like, listen, eat every single one of you. Your team didn't want you, so you should be mad. And they were, and they went to the Stanley Cup. It's the same concept. It's like, yeah, if you're mad, or you're mad you got traded, or you're mad that your other team didn't want you, you're gonna play harder.
What was crazy though is all those superstars. I mean, well, they had a ton of, high-end talent. They all clicked. They all clicked together.
And that's just it. How do you, what's the formula? What's the magic? What's the secret? Like, what's going to make our team, which on paper should be so friggin' amazing, what's going to make them click? And like, is
Right.
there any chance that we can find it? I hope so. I hope so.
I think there's a lot of oldness and a lot of stubbornness. I think you get rid of some of those old players. I'm talking about Raquel, Smith, Graves, all these players that don't fit or whatever, and you replace them with new people. I think things will change, and I think there is hope. I think
I hope
I
so.
think there's hope, and we, because everybody is just assuming that we're not going to play make the playoffs. You're a good winning streak away from, and really we're just chasing Philly, and I think Philly is selling players.
Oh, yeah.
You're chasing that third spot. You don't really have a shot at the wild card because you've got to jump over like five teams, but you're chasing that third spot in the division. It's doable. It's doable. A good win streak combined with a few losses on their end, and I think it could happen. So there is hope.
Who was it? Was
The
it
thing
Pedersen?
is
Just, I'm sorry, who just said the same thing you did? Like, we're not mathematically out of it, so we're just going to keep kicking butt until we're mathematically out of it. So yeah, sorry, I'm sorry, Ashley, go ahead.
No,
No,
just
you're
win,
fine.
baby. We're due for a streak. We haven't had one, and every year we usually have those periods where, oh, we're really fantastic for like damn near a whole month. Ugh, oh no, it looks terrible. It looks terrible. And then they kick back up in January and March at the end. We haven't had that this year. It's kind of mostly been downhill. We are due for a huge
Good point.
ride, and God willing, we have it, because that would just right there, right, whoop, right into that spot.
And you'd forget
And
about this feeling. Yeah.
yeah.
The Calgary game broke them.
Oh,
That was
broke
awful.
me. I
That was
know, same.
heartbreaking. I hope that is a not a wake-up call, but if you could be broken by losing a game like that, hopefully you win some games that gets your confidence up, because that's another thing this team needs very badly is confidence. So we'll see. We'll see. We're 2 days away from possibly Armageddon. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with this team. Or you know what? Not
Hockey
Armageddon,
Armageddon.
not the end of the world, but just Thor Ragnarok. Yes, the planet blew up, but they started a new civilization. They started a new.
You
We
go.
need new Asgard. That's what we need.
That's what we need. I agree with you. I will go with that. Yes. I
They
can
need a
relate to that.
Thor. They need Thor would make a good power forward.
I mean, I
That's what
just
this team
wouldn't
needs.
that be
They need
Crosby?
no.
God damn it.
Crosby's Iron Man.
We need a Thor. We need a Valkyrie to come in and kick some butt.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. All right, guys. This was fun. Always love talking to you. Let's hope for the
keep
best.
Our fingers crossed. Two more days.
Yep. All right. I'll see you guys.
It's good to talk to you. Bye.
Bye.